This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers in Colorado went on strike this morning. The group includes 3,000 nurses, lab techs, and call center staffers. Stephanie Felix-Suey is the union's president. She says workers are upset over wages and low staffing levels.
We do plan on being at every facility across Colorado, so that'll include Pueblo all the way up to Fort Collins and Greeley and everywhere in between.
Kaiser says clinics will remain open with doctors and contract staff, but some appointments may be delayed. The strike is scheduled to last 3 days. The Woodland Park School District has admitted it was wrong to ban a school board critic from board meetings. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The admission has prompted ACLU Colorado to drop a lawsuit against the district northwest of Colorado Springs. This summer, the district banned a community member from meetings. The man had made a brief sarcastic comment after a member of the public expressed an idea the man perceived as anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. The lawsuit asserted the ban violated the First Amendment. The district rescinded the ban and acknowledged it was wrong. Meantime, the district is facing a lawsuit for a policy preventing teachers from speaking to the media or on social media on certain topics without prior approval. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A committee of Adams County Democrats have selected an environmental attorney to fill a vacant seat in the Colorado House. Manny Rutinel is the founder of Climate Refarm, an organization that aims to channel investments into climate-friendly food production. He'll fill a seat left open after the district's elected representative was picked for a seat in the state Senate. The next legislative session begins in January. Across the state, a sunny and mild day in Denver and Boulder, highs in the upper 60s, Colorado Springs highs in the mid-60s, cooler in the mountains. This is CPR News and KRCC.